Dinesh Sabu is a filmmaker. He studied film and he worked on projects with Kartemquin Films here in Chicago. We know the company very well, doing mostly documentary work. When it was time for him to produce his first documentary, he turned the camera on himself and the personal story of learning more about his parents. See, when Dinesh was very young, 6 years old, both of his parents died. His dad died of stomach cancer, and a month later, his mother committed suicide. Dinesh and his siblings were orphaned. The film is called Unbroken Glass, and Dinesh travels to India and around the United States to better understand his mother's mental illness. She suffered from schizophrenia before her suicide in 1991. But this isn't just a story about tracing his genealogy. This is a story about a family ripped apart and coming to terms with mental illness years later. Dinesh talks to friends, to family, to associates, to learn more about his own origin story. Unbroken Glass is going to be screened this next week, starting Friday through Thursday at the Siskel Center on State Street. And it is my pleasure to welcome filmmaker Dinesh Sabu in studio tonight on The Download. Dinesh, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great film. It's an amazing... I was kind of joking earlier in the show, just for a first-time filmmaker, maybe a documentary on World War II. Something a little bit less personal.
Yeah, that would have been, a lot easier. But, the film, it started out as an excuse. I didn't actually even know it was going to be a feature documentary when I started out. I was basically using the camera as an excuse to have these pretty difficult conversations with my siblings and my extended family.
So you would talk to them, you'd say to your sister, hey, I want to do this documentary about mom, I'm going to put the camera on. But in your mind, it was just about having that conversation?
Exactly. Like at the time, I thought it might turn into something bigger, but it was really about this just burning curiosity I had as a young person. I started when I was 24. I thought, okay, maybe I could put these interviews together and it could mean something for me and my family. But the more footage that I got, the larger that the story got, I realized that I had something pretty big and something worth sharing with an audience.
A lot of, throughout the movie, you ask people, and people ask you, that's some of the fun part about the back and forth, because you are a central story or a central character in this documentary about the memories of your mother. Before the documentary, what did you remember about your mom being 6 years old? What did you remember?
I had just basically a slideshow of my mother. I had no really concrete memories, just a series of moments, really. Just, spending the afternoons with her when my brothers were at school, various meals, eating chicken nuggets with her. Just really silly snapshots. Nothing really concrete.
Yeah. And after the film, that's really what this journey is about. It's your journey. Through talking to your siblings, to talking to family members, to cousins, to other people who knew your mom, knew your dad, you get a much more nuanced picture of your mom.
Absolutely. And I think also I am able to come to terms with who both my mother and my father were as real people. As kids, especially being so young, they almost had this kind of mythic story about them. Everything that they had done was kind of written in stone. And here I am in the film going and, putting their story back together and retracing their steps and realizing that, their lives were really complicated and influenced by all kinds of social forces. And they were making it up as they went along, just like I am today. Hmm. They are more like me than I realized. And that was a real gift, just understanding them as human beings, as really complicated human beings.
Let's talk about your family. A lot of this story is about, like I said, sort of your own origin story. But the second half is really about how your family really never talked about the circumstances around your mom, the mental illness.
Absolutely.
Growing up, what did you know about it? What did you know about your mom and what happened to her?
So I did know that she suffered from schizophrenia. It's one of these kind of open secrets in your family that I don't remember who told me or how they told me. It's just something I always knew. Mm-hmm. And I do have some recollections of just the way she acted and looking back, some pretty aberrant behavior. But beyond that, and then just the fact that she also committed suicide, not much. And I didn't really know a ton about my extended family. And, maybe there was a history or there was just something larger, there.
And it does come across that way. I mean, you the the look on your face in some of the shots when you're given that information from other family members or people who knew your family saying, oh, you know, this uncle had skits or this uncle tried to kill himself four times right. or things like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I'm right there learning on camera and you're right there with me. It's, this is all happening in real time.
The film is called Unbroken Glass. It's at the Siskel Center starting on Friday, running through Thursday. Dinesh Sabu is the filmmaker. This is a film that's produced in part by Kartemkwin. You know, this concept, and we get to, you know, I don't want to get too out of the weeds and out of the story, but the concept of doing a documentary about your own life, about your own family. I mean, is that usual practice when it comes to filmmakers? I mean, especially at the documentary level, is it one of those things that, you know, I don't know, is frowned upon?
You know, that's a really good question. It's kind of a subgenre, and it's one that doesn't necessarily get a lot of respect in documentary. There are definitely people who do it, who really practice and espouse the virtues of personal documentary. But there are a lot of folks who, you know, for a variety of reasons, maybe they're coming more from a journalistic background or creatively, they just can't see themselves in front of a camera, really decide to avoid it. I think filmmakers, we know the power of editing, of storytelling, of what you can do to a character and how difficult that is. In some ways, I think that makes us less inclined to turn the camera on ourselves. That being said, I mean, there are a lot of really talented filmmakers who are telling very, very personal stories. I'm of the mind that basically everybody has a really great story to tell, and that includes filmmakers. And I feel like those films are a lot more interesting because they're able to do things with the form itself and extend it in that way.
Was, you know, doing a personal documentary, and that we talk about that subgenre, on such a topic that really affected, I mean, it was suicide of your mother.
Right.
And it not only affected you, but it affected your siblings. And you're trying to get your siblings on tape to be able to tell about their experiences, but also to share that moment, even with a camera in the room. Was that challenging for you? Was that hard to get them to buy into your premise?
Oh, yeah. It was really, really tough. And, you know, fortunately, I'm the youngest of five. I'm their baby brother. And so they indulged me. They, you know, when I pitched them this project, they were like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll be on camera. Let's just see where this goes. That being said, we spent the first, you know, few shoots, the first few interviews, really just talking about talking. Mm-hmm. We weren't actually getting into any of the nitty-gritty. These were questions like, what do you think of this project? How do you feel about this? What do you think if people, you know, knew this widely? What do you want to know? Those kind of things. I think that was to kind of ease my siblings into talking on camera, but also really get a sense of, you know, do they want to participate? You know, how real could this film be?
Yeah, you know, and the second half of the film is really about the stigma around mental illness. I mean, I don't mean second half like in a linear form, but the other sort of, you know, takeaway from this film is about not how your family, which had this terrible tragedy and this tragedy that's lived with you and your siblings for years, is not that different than and is very relatable to millions of families around the world, that there's mental illness in the family and it's just kind of brushed under the rug, or it doesn't become a focal point, or nothing is done about it, never talked about again.
Absolutely. You know, depending on which statistic you consult, either one in four or one in five people will at some point in their life suffer from a mental illness. Now, those are the people that are suffering. I think one thing that I tried to convey in the film is, you know, there are whole families that are around these folks who are also affected by mental illness. Another thing to consider is, you know, no culture deals with mental illness particularly well. Even right. in the general public, there's a lot of stigma. You know, I spent a lot of time in my film looking at my own South Asian ancestry and mm-hmm. particularly looking at stigma within the South Asian culture, which is pretty pernicious. You know, there's a lot of kind of really outmoded thinking and a lot of things to challenge, particularly in the Indian community and the Asian community. But I've screened this film with, you know, all kinds of communities, and people get up and they're like, this is my family.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. Looking at it, and I know that was the intent. I mean, your family is of South Asian descent. I was like, yeah, well, my family's German. And my family's Italian, and all of this applies.
Yeah,
my wife's family is an Italian family. God love them, but around any sort of mental illness or any sort of abnormal, not sort of like straight ahead Italian life, it's brushed under the rug. Never Absolutely. Happened.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, and that, and it's true for my family too. I have people in my family who, you know, had suffered from mental illness who are no longer with us that just don't get talked about. And there's something strange about it. And I think that that's what's so refreshing about the film is that you are not only talking about your family and getting to know who your mother was, but you're confronting the fact that nobody wants to talk about this.
Absolutely. I think, you know, this was my experience. These were the lives of my parents. It was something I really needed to learn. But, you know, being able to use their story to kind of blow the lid off of the stigma, off of this really pernicious silence, which I think is really destructive, that gives their lives new meaning in ways that I don't think they knew were prepared for.
It's destructive because mental illness will run in families. And right. The idea of passing it down generation or skipping generations one after another. And in the film, I mean, you even talk about your own sort of battles with depression and mental illness in that form. And to understand, I mean, that's what's so interesting about, you know, the discoveries that you find where someone goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, this uncle had this family member.
Yeah.
That's stuff that you would like to know. Right?
Absolutely. I think if I had known that stuff earlier in my life and maybe if somebody had taken me aside and we had a really open, honest conversation about what was in my blood, you know, I might have made some different choices. I might have been able to live a little more proactively. I think, you know, mental health is a thing that we all have to cultivate. And knowing my past and knowing what I'm at risk of would have been a huge help.
Dinesh, you know, a documentary will go through, you know, you'll screen them at art houses like Siskel Center or you'll go to festivals and other places. I notice as well that you know, because of the nature of the film and talking about mental illness, you've been able to screen it at mental illness researchers, not-for-profits, other places. Yeah. Do you find that was that the intention for you as a filmmaker to have that connection with that community, a community that fights the stigma and helps people with mental illness?
You know, as I was getting the project off the ground, more and more people were coming from those communities, researchers, professionals, clinicians, really appreciating what I was doing and expressing a real interest in it. It wasn't something I intended. You know, I thought this was going to be in festivals and maybe some art houses if I was lucky on a public television broadcast. But the cool thing is that it's found a real life with community organizations, mm-hmm. at professional conferences, the kind of people who can use this film and really use it as a tool to enhance their understandings.
You know, as you think about the film being done and the interviews that you collected with your family and friends of your parents and colleagues and things of that nature, I mean, do you feel like you know your mother more than you did in real life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I can't tell you when that happened. I think it was as we were editing it, where we were putting all this footage and trying to juxtapose it in a way that it made sense. But I think I really, during that process, like I not only got to know my mother and father better, just in terms of that complex understanding of them as adults, I think that's when I finally was able to make peace and let go of some of these things. I think narratives are really powerful. And the way you tell a story really can affect your relationship to the story. And even though, again, like the basic facts of the traumatic events I already knew, the way I told it and the way I revisited it gave me more power.
And in a way, before this documentary, the way you internalized it, because there was something with, you know, even some of the footage, just that the concept of, you know, almost holding it against your mom.
Right, right. And then also just the silence, right? Like we didn't talk about it even in my immediate family. And that silence, it gives you power, but it also has power over you, right? So it was just, it was this really pernicious, very destructive thing.
Dinesh Sabu's film, Unbroken Glass, is going to be at the Siskel Center. It starts Friday. It runs through Thursday. It's a tremendous achievement, a great documentary produced by Kartemquin Films here in Chicago. Dinesh Sabu's first film. Congratulations on the success and good luck with the run.
Thank you so much.